大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文。
大家好，我是早安英文的 Jack。Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, so
Jack, do you like coffee?
Yes, I do like coffee.
You lie.
Yeah, 还可以。
You don't like coffee.
Well, I like drink tea more. 我喜欢喝茶。
喝茶，喝茶，
喝茶，谢谢。So, how many cups of coffee do you drink a day? That's the real question. One cup.
Yeah,
are you sure about that?
One cup of coffee.
Yeah, okay, if you
recently,
say so.
Because, you know.
I
often drink a cup of coffee in the morning to make me awake for the following work. So we used a cup as a measure word here, right?
Yeah,
measure word.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
叫做量词
Okay, so today we're going to talk about a few different types of measure words in English.
对，今天我们要聊一聊在日常生活当中呢，我们应该用一些什么样的量词，比如说一片披萨啦，一群鱼啦，我们应该怎么说呢？
Okay, so we're going to today share four categories of measure words.
对，我们要分享四种类型的量词。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
Okay, so the first one is about animals.
Animal, 动物。
动物的。
对 ,for example, birds.、
Yeah.
Birds 也算是，哦，也是 animal, 也是动物。I'll say I saw many birds migrate south every winter. I'll use many as a...measure word.
Yeah. So, in fact, the measurement word for birds should be a flock. So,、I saw a flock of birds migrate south this winter.、
就是比起这个 many 呢，我们用 a flock 会更加的地道一些，表示一群鸟，很多鸟。我们可以用到的这个词就是 flock， 表示一群，一大堆。Can we use that word to describe another animal?
So, this doesn't apply to all animals.All sorts of different groups of different types of animals have their own names, so it can be a little bit confusing. So another example is a herd of cows. Do you know any more?
Yeah. 比如说 a pack of dogs.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good one, yeah.
How, because I prepared that one.
Oh, yeah.
就是我们要形容不同的动物呢，就可以用不同的量词。刚刚说的是一群的这个 cattle, 一群牛，对吧？
Yeah, that's right.
对，你就用的是 a herd of.、那我刚刚说的是一群的狗。一群狗呢，我们不仅可以用 many， 我们可以说是 a pack of dogs。
Yeah, so it could be a pack of dogs or a pack of wolves.
那 there's another one. I feel a little surprised when I heard about that expression, like、yeah. a school of fish.
Yeah, that is a funny one. Yeah,
like fish in a school.
Exactly. Yeah.
我很好奇，就是一群鱼。我看到这个表达的时候，我觉得特别的惊讶。它用的是 school 这样一个量词来形容鱼特别特别的多的。
The most strange one that I know for a type of animal is a specific type of bird called a crow.
A crow?
你知道 crow 吗？
对，乌鸦。
Yeah, we call this. Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. We call this a murder of crows. So if there's a big group of them, you say that is a murder of crows.
A murder, like.
Yeah, like
kill someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's strange.
That's really, I'm more surprised.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how many strange ones there are. I think there's something like 80 to 100 for specific animals, like very strange one like this.
A murder of...
Yeah, I can't remember what animal it is, but there's also one called a parliament of some animals. I think it's a parliament of owls.
So weird.
Yeah, it is very weird. It is weird. We don't really use it very much at all, but that's, you know, officially how it's supposed to be said.
就是用这个谋杀犯这个词来形容很多很多的乌鸦。So if we see 很多很多的 crow means bad luck. Do you know that?
Yes, that is very bad luck as well, even in England.
But I heard that in Japan it means...Good luck. I'm not very sure about
really?
it.
Really?、
But not good luck, but there are lots of crows.
Oh.
A murder of crows. You can see there. Ah!
That's good. I like your impression.
好了我们继续来讲。So now we're going to talk about some measure words to describe food, your favorite part.
Yeah, okay. So I can think maybe with... Oh, let me think now. How about...Oh, you got me stumped now. I'm just trying to think myself.
你喜欢的披萨。
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Thank you for helping me. 谢谢，谢谢，老师。How about a slice of pizza?
如果你说就一片披萨呢，我们就可以说 a slice of pizza. 那如果是两片呢？
对对、哦、我喜欢 三片
三片好三片怎么说 How to describe this in English
I would like three slices of pizza
对直接在前面加这个量词就可以了 Three slices of pizza 那比如说 I like ice cream、
嗯、
哈根达斯那个球 So she said I wanted two chocolate ice cream balls
So maybe not balls in fact,
因为球嘛 We translate directly
So the correct way would be to say I would like two scoops of ice cream、
嗯、Two scoops、嗯所以刚刚用到这个词呢叫做 a scoop 作为名词表示铲子勺子一勺就是一个球两勺呢就是两个球表示两个球的冰淇淋就特别特别的形象 So definitely you will eat how many scoops of ice cream?
Well if it's Haagen-Dazs maybe three or four I think
Do you think three or four enough for you?
Oh okay fine
Now let's talk about drinks Drinks
Drinks, my favorite, right, okay, so...
your favorite should be food.
Well, they're both my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so the ones I can think of quickly are a bottle of water.
这个我们听得比较多,一瓶水。
A glass of wine.
You can drink a glass of wine.
Oh, very easily.
对,它非常容易,就一晚上一瓶红酒全部都可以喝完,我可以作证。
A pack of beer.
一打啤酒。How many beers can be called a pack of beer?
I think up to a 4-pack. So beers come in 4 or 6 or 8 or 12, usually even numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, yeah, I've got a 6-pack or an 8-pack of beers.
6 packs of beer. So how many beers in a pack of beer?
Well, it depends on, it would say, so if you have, if there are 6 there, it would be called a 6-pack of beers. If there's 8, it would be called a 8-pack.
Oh, it means there are 8 beers
in the pack. Yeah.
So, a pack of beer means one?
No, it would all depend. You would see how many were in there. If somebody said, I brought a pack of beer...
It means several.
It means more than...
More than two.
More than two, yeah, definitely more than two.
Okay, I got it. So, those expressions are used quite often in our daily life.
Yes, very often. Yeah.
我们用的比较多,比如说一瓶水啦,一杯红酒啦,一打啤酒啦。Or a can of Coke.
Yeah, a can of Coke or a can of beer, yeah, 都可以。
对,叫做一听可乐。节目听不过瘾,马上升级我们的会员,有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程,一年内直播课无限量供应,包含发音、美句、写作。阅读学习方法让你和老外无障碍交流原价999元限时特惠一年只需629元了解以及购买课程请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了分享一个比较生活化的量词 The measure words are spoken in our daily life like a teaspoon of salt
Yeah a teaspoon or a tablespoon Yeah
就是一勺盐一勺盐我们就可以用这个 teaspoon
Yeah, so teaspoon is like the very small spoon A tablespoon is da spoon
对 Anything else?
You could say a pinch of salt or a dash of salt
所以不仅仅可以用这个 teaspoon 还可以用 pinch 或者是 dash 来说这个一小勺盐Anything else? Interesting
Let me think, a pinch of salt, a dash of salt How about a tube of lipstick?
什么?
Toothpaste. Not
toothpaste.
Tube
of toothpaste.
为什么我的英文不好今天? Right, okay, so you could have a tube of toothpaste. Yeah.
对,就是还有一个比较有趣呢,就是一管牙膏,比如说这个 YouTube,油管,
油管,
我们叫它油管。
油管,
就对,这个 tube 就是表示管。A tube of toothpaste 就是一罐牙膏
Yes.
我们还可以说 a tube of lipstick, right?
Yeah,
可以吗?
both okay, yeah
可以还可以用来形容口红我相信 many girls would like to have many tubes of lipstick
Exactly, yeah, especially you
Not me, every girl, okay?
Yeah, okay Right, so today, what we learned, we've learned measurement words
很多很多 measurement words、
yeah.
比如说一群鱼 a school of fish
A flock of birds.
A pack of dogs.
Yeah, a herd of cattle.
Three slices of pizza.
Two scoops of ice cream.
A tube. No.
Yeah, tube.
A tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Any more? One more.
A slice of bread.
Okay, I'll give you that one. All right, okay.
Okay, game over. 我们今天已经讲了太多了，已经超时间了，十分钟了。那么今天我们这期节目就到这里了。我是木木，
我是 Jack，
我们下期见。
See you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye bye.